think about Mark before this project and Mark now? What is the difference? What did change?
I'm going to give you a bit of a disappointing answer, I think. What changed is I was unbelievably stressed coming here, and now I'm not so stressed. The production side on this, because it was essentially me doing it, it was horrible and unbelievably stressful, and it never felt like we would actually do it. That, so now coming out of it, I'm a bit more relaxed before the stress will start again. But it's my awareness of other people, I think, and more my awareness of myself. That watching my footage was a big one to see back, that I can snap a bit, I can be a bit short, I can not really listen to other people. And this was so much about listening, and really just listening to other people and how interesting other people are. And even watching the person yesterday, who's very rude to his mother, it reminded me a lot about how I am with my mum. That, and his mother was hugely intelligent, as is mine, but I don't give her enough credit for that. And I don't listen to her, just in conversations. And I don't listen enough to other people. And I think maybe that's my takeaway, is that I should listen more. It's a third of a day, but then two-thirds of the day I'm not in it. So I'm not really getting immersed. It's more I'm watching a super long film. And that's why then it needs to be me not taking off the headset. And waking up, I need to wake the first day especially, I think, will just be a bit boring and difficult for me. But then it's waking up with the headset on. That I'm immediately awake in someone else's vision. And then that's really then where it starts. And then the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And then what are my dreams becoming like? And where is my head? And I think it kind of goes in waves, I think. At times I might feel like I'm there and I'm them. At other times I'll find it quite difficult. And then I hear a song that they're listening to that has quite an emotional attachment to me. So then it brings me back to me. And then something else. And then it kind of pulls me back and forth. And I think it's this kind of, kind of in waves. For the longer thing. But that's where the duration is the absolutely vital part of this. And that's what was lacking here. Was here it was a trial run on production, pre-production, the other person, and then how do we run this space? And then the next one is really then durational stuff.
You want to drop in completely to the other person.
Yeah. And then what happens?
Yeah. You know? Will be interesting. Is there something you want to talk about I didn't ask?
No, I would just like to add a little quick thing that thank you very much to Arbeit Gallery for commissioning this, Sundance Institute for partnering, Ravensbourne University for partnering, Mindfulness Centre for Excellence for partnering, Imagine Science Film Festival for partnering. That it wouldn't have been possible without them to do it. And there is a deceptively big team behind this who then helped quite a lot. And also thank you very much to them.